from the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Here's your latest agricultural update with Ron Hayes.
Howdy, neighbors. It's time for our Beef Buzz with Dr. David Anderson of Texas A&M University joining us today. We're back with David here in just a few moments.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Say, cattle producers, make plans to attend the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference at the Ardmore Convention Center Thursday, March 14th. The theme of this Noble Foundation-sponsored event is Focus on Efficiency. Evelyn Brown and Garris will be offering her perspective on the long-range weather outlook and how it will be affecting cattle production around here. Dr. Ron Gill with Texas AgriLife will talk operational management efficiency for today's cattle herd, and OSU's Darrell Peel will offer his economic perspective. For more details, go to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference banner. He's an extension livestock market economist out of Texas A&M. Dr. David Anderson says the drought has drastically cut into the size of our mama cow herds in the southern Great Plains. And eventually, though, the drought is going to get behind us. We're going to start looking seriously at rebuilding these mama cow herds, not just here, but across the country. The market will tell us that it's profitable to do so. But Dr. Anderson says there's still uncertainty on exactly how we're going to get the job done.
The uncertainty comes from, well, who's going to do that? Who's going to expand? We talk a lot about ranchers getting older, farmers getting older, and after a while, it's pretty tough to keep doing that work at some point. So if it's not those producers that are going to expand, or people who sold out their whole herd in a drought, are they going to come back? You know, a lot of those people, they may not come back, but the land is still there. And if you're out of drought, it's growing grass. And if you're going to get a return on that investment that you have, that asset that you have, that land, what are you going to do? The owner of that land is going to look at that. How do I get some return? And for range and pasture lands, the reason they're in pasture is because that's what they're good for. You know, as an economist, it provides an opportunity. If calf prices are high enough to get people to expand, it seems certainly plausible to me that perhaps this is the trigger, the incentive, the opportunity for this intergenerational change. We've talked a lot about in agriculture over the last number of years with older producers, older ranchers. How do we get to that level? How do we change that? How do we get those new producers in? Well, they may not own that ranch like they used to. They may lease it and expand cow herds that way.
One last question in regards to, you hit it down to about 52, 53 pounds by 2014 for beef consumption. Do we go below 50 pounds as we try to expand the herd?
I think that's certainly possible that we could get below. But that, you know, it all depends on the timing and really hinges on drought and feed costs. Now, one of the things I didn't say in my presentation that I just plain forgot, so I'll say it now. If I took my 2014 beef production, I had those quarterly production for beef, pork, poultry. If I took 2014 beef production and compared it to 2014 pork production, I got more pork production in 2014 than beef production, which would make beef our third most produced meat rather than second.
Smaller beef supplies in 2013, smaller yet in 2014, and probably steady to smaller supplies in 2015 as well. The thoughts of Dr. David Anderson of Texas A&M. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, all black, all pulled bull sale, will be here before you know it, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 black pulled bulls, limousine and limflex, including 80 fall yearlings, 10 purebreds, 70 limflex, 20 spring yearlings, and more. For more information and a sale catalog, give them a call, 580-597-3006, or go online to hallchr.com. The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, all black, all pulled bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
Our thanks to Dr. David Anderson for joining us today. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.